probably without having the help of Alice, Popper, or Proudhon, Prince nonetheless became their complement in the generation of three-phase power. Proudhon and Popper representing for mind, Alice and Prince for body and spirit. Popper, Proudhon, Alice, and Prince were all, in a sense, offering to us remedies for class. Popper and Proudhon ask us to reason with them. Alice and Prince, taking several steps beyond or behind Popper and Proudhon, ask us to feel with them. I'm going to be thinking a lot about that as a strategy. Alice shows us the impairment of our reasoning faculties that occurs with the suppression of the authentic self, which creates fear and halts the thought process as our unconscious tries to make sense of what's going on, to come to terms with the fear that occurs with the suppression of spontaneous feelings. Fear for a lot of reasons. Not understanding, obviously. Fear of losing the parents' love if you express rage at what's going on. You cannot, if you're not allowed to respond authentically. It causes severe psychological disturbance, Alice has explained to us. It is the rage at being forced which causes the confusion and the suppression inflicted by a parent who is acting as the state's surrogate. And this continuous suppression of spontaneous feelings in all of us to some degree is a condition which the state, in creating class systemically, automatically, continuously recreates. We have to come to terms with this. As many ancestors have said, it's the system which is at fault. And though those words are simple and overused, we should think more about them, as what we want for our world is the opposite of class.